Banff. An increase in visitor-paid parking rates in the tourist town won't be happening anytime soon. Banff Town Council had previously asked administration to draft a report on potential rate increases, but on Monday, February 28, voted 5-2 to leave the current rates in place for now -$3 an hour in summer and $2 an hour in the off-season. The municipality is, however, exploring a pass system for Banff residents 80 years of age and older to be able to park for free. Councillor Kaylee Ram said keeping the visitor-paid parking rates at current levels helps with economic prosperity coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic. We know this summer is going to be busy, people are going to be investing in our community, and that times are still tough, she said. I would love to promote economic prosperity in as much a possible way as we can and supporting the visitors who are coming to support us and choosing to come to Banff. Since July 2021, visitor-paid parking has been in effect in Banff's downtown from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily in a bid to increase the availability of short-term parking in the downtown core and encourage visitors to park at the free intercept lot at the train station. Residents are required to register their vehicles annually for permits to park for up to 3 hours free in the paid zone, and to park in the resident-only parking zone. Free 9-hour parking is available at the 500-stall train station parking lot, along Bow Avenue and in the Bear Street Parkade. Based on existing visitor-paid parking rates, net revenue is estimated to be $1.58 million in 2022, $1.75 million in 2023 and $1.82 million in 2024. Increasing the rate from $3 to $4 an hour in summer and from $2 to $3 per hour in winter would increase profits by an estimated $491,184 in 2022, $743,229 in 2023 and $763,635 in 2024. Jumping to $5 an hour in summer and $4 per hour in winter would generate additional profits of $905,670 in 2022, $1.39 million in 2023 and $1.43 million in 2024. Councillor Ted Christensen and Hugh Pettigrew voted in support of increasing visitor-paid parking rates to $3 in the off-season and $4 in busy summer months. We are as a municipality facing economic challenges, we simply need the money, said Cown. Pettigrew. I don't want to be gouging the tourists, but we have found a solution for our residents for a 3-hour free parking pass, and that seems to be working. Administration provided council with comparisons of what other resort-like communities are charging for parking. For example, Sylvan Lake is $3 per hour, Jasper $2 per hour, Victoria $4, Niagara-on-the-Lake $4.75 per hour, Whistler $1 to $3 per hour, with an average of $3 per hour. Parks Canada charges $11.70 per day for the Lake Louise Lakeshore, and the town of Canmore is proposing the same rate as Banff's for its downtown. Quarry Lake, on the other hand, is $20 for 4 hours. As of May 15, Quarry Lake will have a peak season rate of $10 for 2 hours. Councillor Chip Olver said Banff's current rates are similar or above most other communities. Of the 14 communities where comparisons were done, we are above or at 10 of them, she said. I am comfortable with us staying with $2 for off-season and $3 in high season for another year. Banff and Lake Louise Hospitality Association, BLLHA, voiced opposition to a rate increase as Banff moves into recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic, noting the current fee seems to have hit a sweet spot. Darren Reeder, BLLHA's executive director, said the primary goals identified for implementing the visitor-paid parking and the residential parking permit system largely evolved as a solution to traffic congestion, mode shift and parking stall turnover rather than revenue generation. We encourage any pricing adjustments to be carefully held in balance with achieving the aims of better managing traffic congestion, while resisting the temptation to escalate fees based on the belief that visitors will continue to pay whatever price is charged, Reeder said. Meanwhile, council has directed administration to monitor and collect data on parking on the south side of the Bow River this coming summer ahead of any further talks on expanding visitor-paid parking to areas such as the Banff Recreation Grounds and Bow Falls.